Real estate photography. How to take great photos for real estate and why it's so important for your business. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of Morris Invest, and author of the best-selling book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. Welcome to the channel. If you're new here, we try to cover a wide variety of topics around real estate investing, buy and hold real estate, all for the purposes of helping you build financial intelligence and financial freedom. We've got a special guest on the show today. His name is Daryl Glade. He's the CEO and co-founder of Stileo, which is a real estate photography company. And he, before that, spent many, many years as a real estate agent, a buy and hold investor, and he's worked with all manner of investors throughout the ages. We're going to talk real estate photography on the show today. Daryl, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
So real estate photography, we will dive into this in a few moments here, but tell us about your journey. How did you get started in real estate investing and why did you gravitate towards the photography side of the business?
Certainly. Yeah. I was a top real estate agent here in New Orleans for about 10 years. Throughout that time, I definitely did a lot of buy and hold and some flipping. I'd be able to see all the deals that came up and saw what my investor clients were profiting from and knew I could do it as well. And throughout that time, as a real estate agent and investor, I found how important the marketing of the product was, and the product, of course, being real estate. And so I started hiring a local photographer. He and I became friends and said, hey, we can create a cool business here that could potentially scale around the country. And so that's how I got my start into real estate photography, simply seeing how important it was on my personal properties.
So let's talk about that. As a real estate agent, you know, we've never done a show on real estate photography. And I have to say, I mean, with, you know, I've worked with all manner of different photography situations. And honestly, it's kind of funny. I hear this among a lot of different investor companies that either with turnkey providers or it doesn't matter, real estate agents. Getting good photos of properties is so difficult for them. It's been so difficult. And it's one of the most important things you can do. So, I mean, why do you think it's so important?
You know, when a real estate buyer or a tenant, it goes into the property, they're not looking for reasons why they want to buy it or rent it. They're looking for reasons not to buy it and not to rent it. Hmm. And so what you're trying to do is overcome those obstacles. And by having great marketing and showing exactly what the property is doing online, you're going to get way more people to come in that have the right data. You'll waste less time because the right people are coming through, the people who want to rent or to purchase. A recent statistic is about 90% of all buyers say that the most important part of the listing are the photos. So it's not the flowery content. It's not the neighborhood necessarily. It's what is the most important part of the listing? It's the photos. So it's incumbent upon the agent or the property manager to have those beautiful photos so you can show to those potential clients that this is the right property for them.
And at the end of the day, your company, Stileo, I mean, it's marketing, right? What you're doing is getting the phone to ring. So whether you're wholesaling real estate, marketing for a tenant, even if you don't have that property available, you're getting the phone to ring. I don't have this property available for you, Mr. Tenant, but I do have another property. Would you like to look at that, right? Is it marketing or am I being a little cynical?
No, you're exactly right. Not only is it marketing for the property, but it's brand marketing for that person, be it a landlord or a property manager saying, hey, all of my properties get the star treatment. I will make sure that I'm doing the right marketing for you, client, or you, your own, if you own a bunch of properties yourself. So by showing that your brand is that you market everything to the fullest and that you have beautiful photography, and you do it consistently over and over and over again, you're going to get a great return on investment. And it's the easiest investment. You can get real estate photography from $80 for 10 photos up to $300 or $400 or $500, depending on where you live. So it's a really simple investment with a major return for anyone, be it someone who's buying and holding or someone who is flipping.
So tell me about Stilio and how were you able to scale that? I mean, to me, in different markets where I've had to rely on contractors to get us photos when their job is complete, show us, you know, send me the photos. We've had contractors, I mean, in hundreds and hundreds of contractors we've worked with, sure. They don't take the best photos, right? They do great work, then they forget to take photos, or they take photos and they still have, like, you know, a big gulp, you know, they've left on the counter, their big iced tea from lunch. And it's like, no, can you get the cleaning crew in there first and clean the property, get the dust off of there? Yes, you did all the drywall. Everything's done. The cabinets are in. Now just get the cleaning crew in before you take the photos. So I have to imagine, I mean, I don't know how you scaled this thing to a larger degree. How did you do that?
So what we did was we said, when I was an agent, I saw exactly what you're saying. Hey, you can't rely on people who are not photographers to take great pictures.
Right.
And not only that, you really can't rely on, say, a wedding photographer who doesn't have real estate photography experience. They don't necessarily correlate. They don't know exactly what they're looking for necessarily. So with Stilio, the idea was there are plenty of true independent real estate photographers around the country. They have the professional camera equipment. They know how to take photos of houses inside and out. So, but they're competing with some regional real estate photography companies that may be a little more expensive and have limited reach, let's say. So what we wanted to do with Stilio was to use that marketplace business model, the platform network business model. The easiest comparison is Airbnb, right? Airbnb doesn't own those houses, but they are the platform for the people who own those houses. So similarly, with Stilio, we are the platform, and any professional real estate photographer can create a profile on Stilio and market their own products and set their own prices. And then we act as their back end, sort of business in a box, do the back end editing for the photographer. We do the invoice collection and the photo delivery. So for the client, the real estate agent or homeowner or property developer, they can go to Stilio, no matter where they are in the country, search a zip code and find all of their local photographers that we have already pre-vetted for them. We're already in 48 states and in every single major market, certainly. So we make it really easy for anyone anywhere to get professional photography at our really attractive rates, because these are independent photographers that don't have big overheads like some of the bigger companies. They're able to charge much lower rates, and you can still get that fantastic quality because Stilio is going to be doing the back end editing. So if there's anybody out there that manages property over many markets or many states, they can do one sign in into Stilio, hire photographers in many markets, and have similarly consistent photographs. So since we do all centralized editing, all of the photos will look exactly the same. So in terms of consistency for your website or for any sort of national marketing campaigns that you may have, all the photos are processed exactly the same, even though multiple photographers took those photos.
That's great. So I hadn't really thought of it for a property manager that's, you know, got multiple states to deal with, right? They own properties in multiple states. They manage the properties themselves. Maybe they're using a software to manage their own properties, and they'd want software, you know, and a program like Stilio to also be able to take photos for those properties in marketing, because you don't want to have to go on Craigslist and just try to find some random photographer to go out to your property. It's all a centralized location. What kind of costs are we typically looking at? Let's just take the example of like a property management person, a person who wants a property management company is managing these properties. They're marketing the property for a tenant. How many photos would they typically take, and how much would it cost, you know, relatively speaking?
Yeah. So this example, they're going to pay on Stilio a $5 per transaction fee to Stilio. And that's sort of a revenue stream for us. And then they'll find the local photographers that set their own prices. And so it really depends on the size of the apartments to determine pricing, because the way that it's set up is that it is a per photo price. I can say that on the Stilio site, in most markets, we see 10 photos starting at about $70, and each additional photo between, I don't know, $3 and $7 on average, about $5 on average, I would say. So starting at 10 images. So if you are a property manager and you've got 15 units in one particular property that's available, you can go and get them to shoot all those units. And then you can do the same thing with another property you have in a different state. And they all look exactly the same. And in terms of comparison, if they're going to be going out and finding a local larger real estate photography company, they're likely closer to that $150 amount rather than starting out at $70 to $85. So they're already starting at nearly half the cost by finding these independent photographers on Stilio. And they're able to get the same reliability, same 24-hour turnaround, same photo storage and delivery, same online payment as they would be getting when they're paying more with a different photography company.
Interesting. So for those of our viewers out there who are trying to understand, like, what goes into a great photo, obviously you and your partner came together on this idea. You saw a need in the marketplace for good photos for real estate. God knows, I wish I could have used you a few years ago when we were struggling to find good photo, you know, good photographers on a consistent basis when job sites were done and completed and cleaned and et cetera. Anyway, what do you look for in a good photo? So do you have probably have to have like a consistency to your quality across the board, right? Quality control.
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess that's sort of a two-part question for the photographers that we have on our marketplace. They're all vetted. They're all given a bit of education to show the Stilio method that we like to shoot. And that's all based off of my experience being a real estate agent and property investor. What I like to say is that we're not creating art. Most photography is artistic. And what we're doing is creating marketing to drive sales, to drive foot traffic, to drive renting. So it's not necessarily exactly what a architectural digest style photographer is doing. What we want to get is boots on the ground, you know, people into the property. And so there's a way to do that. And you really need to show up as much as you can without getting into some bad practices. So, you know, for example, you want to have a certain number of corners in each shot. A little trick is that for every internal photo, you really want two corners and three walls in every photo. That may be a little secret that I'm putting out there, but it's a very interesting way to look at it because you're able to get what's going on a four-walled room rather than having this massive distorted shot. So you're able to really capture the property that you want. Other things are you want diverging lines. I mean, you want to remove diverging lines. You know those times when you're looking at a photo, and in fact, this is actually a good example. You see right over here, my shoulder, there's right. A line in the corner that is not up and down. Well, if I look over my shoulder, it's up and down. So you want the photography to look exactly parallel. So the right photographer knows how to set their camera, knows how to do the photo editing to correct for that, knows how wide the angle should be on the lenses. And so you want it to look as if you're standing in the room. You want the right amount of light. You don't want it to look fake, over-edited, which people can do. The idea is, again, this is off of my experience being a real estate agent, that I wanted to make sure it was as if the person was standing there and they couldn't come in and say, oh, this isn't what it looks like. This isn't the right paint color. The light is not as bright as it currently is in the photo. So you want to make it look as close to reality as possible. And that's why editing is a huge deal. Most people don't know that, but editing for real estate is tremendous because the naked eye can see more than a typical camera can. Mm-hmm. But when you do the editing, you are able to enhance these photos to make it more like you're seeing when you're standing in the room. And so you want to make sure that the person who's taking the photos also has access to the right editors so that you can really portray the unit in its best light.
Right. And we're not talking about like Photoshop here, and like, but we're talking about using Adobe's Lightroom, color correcting photos, or maybe even brightening because it was brighter in the room, that the way that the camera captured a little darker, you know, adding some warmth to a photo, things like that. Absolutely. We recently, a few years ago, moved, and I tried to take some photos of the house. I was like, well, I'm a good photographer. I like taking landscape photography. So I tried to do them myself. And then we had the real photographer come in and it was like night and day difference. I'm like, no, that's actually, his photos looked like we were standing in the house. Mine looked like a flat version of being in the house. And so important.
Yes.
We have so many real estate agents that listen to this show. It's incredibly important. I mean, what would you say is would you notice sales decline if you don't have quality photos for your listings?
100%. We've run some internal statistics. If people are skeptical of statistics as I am and they Googled it, they'll find other reports that are very similar to our numbers. But what we found is that listings with professional photography sell 50% faster than those without professional photography. That's such a massive number that I made sure that we ran that number again and came out to, it's like just between 50 and 51%. Again, you can find very similar results in other studies. Two other stats that we found, professional photography helps listings sell 39% closer to the original list price. It's a bit of a tricky stat. You know how you can list and then reduce pricing over time? This was a comparison, not necessarily to the existing list price at the time of sale, it's to the original list price. So 39%, it turns out to be a substantial amount of money. We ran the numbers, I think on a $300,000 or $400,000 house, that can turn into $10,000 or $20,000 more in the pocket of the seller. Wow. It's a substantial difference. And then the other one is, in terms of traffic, when you compare similar properties in similar zip codes, the properties with professional photography on average are clicked 139% more than the comparable listings without professional photography. So right off the bat, you're getting more clicks.
Right. And it's marketing. So we come back to this marketing idea. Not like necessarily that it's a sale, but it's an opportunity for you in that moment to, you know, your sample size is larger, right? So now out of the 130 people, maybe you find two or three people that will want to bid on the house, make an offer on the property. So if your sample size is way lower because you have crappy photos and you only get 30 people to click, then the chances of you getting an offer may have gone away completely, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a sort of a law of numbers there. And even applying to the buy and hold people out there, you can use these photos every time it comes up for rent for the, as long as it's sort of in the same condition. So that small investment of, let's just round up to $100, and you can use it every single time the property comes up for lease. And then you're able to generate these statistics, more views, more people looking at the property, the phone ringing more. You're going to have fewer months that the property is unoccupied. And so just right off the bat, you've already paid that $100 without a doubt. So that small investment from the start, when the property is looking its best as it possibly can, it's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And especially for buy and hold. And of course, if you're doing a tenant turnover on the property, well, you want to get it back to the condition of the photos. You know, there's some stuff on the drywall. We got to paint that. We're going to clean the carpet. But once we're done, it'll look like the photos we took last year, once we get it back up to speed with the same cabinets.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point. We often do get the landlords that will call us to do move-in photos and move-out photos. And so it's a little different. It's a bit of a more of an investment. Not everyone wants to do that, but we find that when we have owners abroad, let's call it, you know, out of market that can't do their own walkthrough, they will hire a photographer or videographer to come and walk through with the tenant beforehand, take pictures of existing damage or of existing quality, and come back when it's over to compare the two. And there's really very little argument over deposits when you have the proof right in front of you that people aren't able to sort of dispute.
That's a great point. Hey, I'm going to keep that security deposit. You put a hole in my drywall. It wasn't there when you moved in. Great point. Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is brought to you by my favorite home security system, SimpliSafe. And if you stick around, I'm going to tell you how you're going to get one risk-free for 60 days so you can try it out and just see how awesome it is. You know, a few years ago, we had a home security system installed and they have to come out to the house. A guy had to run wires behind drywall, and it was super expensive. Anytime you have to call a guy to come out to your house, you know it's going to be expensive. And guess what? SimpliSafe is the exact opposite of that. There's no running wires. There's no contract. So there's no hidden fees. You don't have to deal with all of that stuff. You can cancel at any time. And right out of the box, it's incredibly simple to set up. You just download the SimpliSafe app on your phone, and you set up the main hub where it plugs in, and it makes a nice little chime, lets you know that you're connected. You stick to your sticky pad, your keypad for your entranceway, wherever you want it, just with little stickies. You don't have to drill holes in the wall unless you want to. You can if you want to. I didn't. And then you set up the camera. You can set up the motion sensors. You can set up things on your windows. What I love about SimpliSafe, and you'll learn it from their website, is that it's expandable. You can do as much as you want or as little as you want, and you can get full coverage. And the police show up to SimpliSafe calls 3.5 times faster than they do for other home security systems. You know why? Because they use video verification to make sure there's an actual human being in your house breaking in and not like a cat knocking over a vase. So that's why they are so reliable, and the police are dispatched much more quickly when they know it's a SimpliSafe call. That's right. And according to the FBI, right now, America has gotten pretty dangerous. And the average loss in a burglary is over $2,000. And there are over 2 million burglaries reported every year. That's one every 13 seconds. Is your home protected? Well, it can be. And you can get a 60-day risk-free trial right now by going to simplisafe.com/investing. Simplisafe.com/investing. That's simplisafe.com/investing. Check it out. It's super easy to set up. You will thank me later.
Before we wrap it up, what is the, if you look at some of the other bells and whistles that we currently have in technology, it seems like we still kind of gravitate back towards photos, right? We've got drones, we've got 360 cameras. I look at luxury listings sometimes just for fun. And I like to see what, you know, those realtors are doing in their properties. They've got music and all kinds of, you know, like a slideshow, and there's all sorts of additional things that happen and pop up. How much of that is a fad? How much of that do you guys use? I'm just curious the ROI on some of this extra stuff, drones and, you know, Millennium Falcons flying over, whatever else you're using.
Yeah. You know, I go back to when I was an agent and doing this myself, and you're exactly right. Looking at that ROI, and yeah, a lot of these things are a lot of fun and very cool to see individually. I love seeing the drones fly, but you really need to see what's going to move the needle. And it all boils down to every single listing, be it for rent or for sale, needs photos, period. It really doesn't even need this the flowery language in explaining, you know, great for entertaining, good bones, that kind of thing. All it needs is photos. And so that's the best investment you can do. Now, you may find that you have a client that requires you to get video because they read an article from the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times saying video is it. That's the future. And so you may not have a choice, but you have to look at that in terms of your return. You know, do you want to spend $500 on a video where you're only going to profit, say, $1,000 commission if you're doing a rental? Or, you know, it certainly eats your ROI. I would say it really depends on the listing, depends on your clients, depends on what you're looking to do. But I can say that photos are absolutely necessary. And then explore your options. I would say a really good ancillary product that people should consider are floor plans. Because this day and age, buyers and renters want all the information at their very fingertips online. And so if you can give them photos and then the floor plan of the layout of the apartment or house, that helps them overcome that obstacle even more, let's say. So that's a pretty inexpensive, very usable tool that you can invest in. And then with some new technology, some of these new videos aren't too bad. People are doing these 30-second up to maybe a minute and a half, 2-minute walkthrough videos where it's almost like a floor plan, but where you're walking through. And some providers are offering that for relatively inexpensive, $95, $195, somewhere in that ballpark. And that's not a bad thing to have, but you really need to know your own comfort with technology. So why buy a video if you don't know what to do with it?
Right.
You know,
if
you don't have your own YouTube channel or you can't embed it in your own website, then don't spend the money on it. The photos, you know, you can use it, get the photos.
Right. Especially for buy and hold investors. I mean, a lot of times signs in the yard do the trick. People are driving back and forth on their way to work, and they see a sign near the bus stop or near the school where they work, near the post office where they work. Ooh, that property's for rent. I pass by here all the time. I'm going to call it. They're not looking at some video on some website somewhere for buy and hold. So you have to know your marketplace, right?
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. One thing in terms of video for the buy and hold crowd, doing a walkthrough video for your insurance records is absolutely tremendous. I had a lot of clients in New Orleans who suffered catastrophic floods after Hurricane Katrina, and they had video walkthroughs of their property, and they were able to provide those videos to their insurance companies. Now, what happened after that, that's one thing, but to be able to have that video, it is tremendously helpful.
Well, and also if you're a renter and you've got rental insurance, it's always a smart thing to do is to take photographs of the things that you're insuring. You tell them that you have a 60-inch flat screen television and a brand new couch and a computer and these things, and there's a fire. Having photos of those items also can help tremendously with insurance as well. Great point on that. So, Daryl, how can people find out more about Stileo? And if they want to sign up and learn what you guys have to offer, maybe it speaks to them, whether you're a real estate agent, you're a property manager who's watching, or you're a private investor that has a bunch of properties that you need photos for.
Sure. Or if you're a photographer that also owns property. Yeah. Go to stileo.com. That's STILIO.com. And all the really simple thing to do is enter your zip code. Hit enter. And then you'll be able to see all the local photographers right there. It's a pretty simple way to find local photographers, and it's all sort of one-stop shop. And we're rolling out a lot of new cool features over the next couple of months, so definitely keep checking back, and you'll see a lot of tools that we're building specifically for the agent, homeowner, investor side.
Well, I love it, Daryl, and I love when someone has the ingenuity. You saw a problem in the marketplace. I've certainly experienced that problem firsthand. Had I known that Stileo existed, I would have called upon you to use you. So now, hopefully, we can spread this to the masses and people can know about it. So, Daryl, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Daryl. And thanks to all of you for subscribing. This was a unique episode, one we haven't done before on photography, but I learned quite a bit in today's episode. So thank you so much for subscribing. Hit that like button. Share this with someone that you think could use financial intelligence and start to build financial freedom. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.